Hello, my name is Matthias. I also go under the handles Hexagenic and Acronis. There's been a request for more How I Got Into Linux episodes, so I thought I'd share my story. I can't remember the exact point in time when I first heard about Linux. The earliest I can remember is when my uncle installed a Linux machine in my parents' house running Smoothwall. Smoothwall is a Linux distribution primarily designed to be a firewall. We also had a Samba server running on it to provide a central storage for the house. Me and my brother didn't touch the server itself much because we didn't know how Linux worked. It was mostly administrated by my uncle, with me and my brother shutting it down occasionally during thunderstorms. At this point I did not know that there existed a distribution with desktops and had never used a Linux terminal. When I entered what we in Sweden call a gymnasium, sort of a college preparatory school, a classmate introduced me to Puppy Linux, which he had installed on a thumb drive. At this point I still didn't know much what Linux was, but the thought of installing a whole operating system on something as small as a thumb drive quickly caught my interest, so I had him install it on one of my thumb drives. I played around with Puppy Linux for a couple of weeks until I learned about Ubuntu. The friendly messages on their website and their inviting graphics made me download and burn an ISO, which I quickly installed on my school-issued laptop, side by side with Windows. Ubuntu worked great out of the box. I had Wi-Fi, sound and graphics, without having to do anything. This is also when I first came into contact with a package manager, which was a concept I now wish existed on Windows. When I first started using Ubuntu, I avoided the terminal a lot. It did not seem like anything I would be using very much, but a lot of the guides on the web used it as part of some steps. Eventually I started getting used to it and even started doing a lot of things in the terminal that I otherwise always did graphically. I started moving around, renaming and deleting files in the terminal. I even stopped using the graphical package manager and installed packages and updated my system exclusively from the terminal. Eventually, my interest in programming made me explore bash scripting. At first, I only did very small programs without any other purpose than to satisfy my curiosity for the language. But after a while, I started using a podcasting client called BashPodder. The client worked really well except for one thing. If I ran it daily with cron, it would tend to fill up my podcasting directory with empty folders. Seeing as the entire client was written as a bash script, I set out to fix this. I rewrote parts of BashPodder so that it would fit my needs and used it like this for many months. I tried a lot of other distributions other than Ubuntu, like Fedora, Mandriva, Debian and Crunchbang, many others. None of them really stuck with me though. Most of the time I just switched back to Ubuntu because it was the one I was most comfortable with. What I finally settled on is Arch, which somehow has that feeling of home. When I run programs or edit configuration files, it feels like this distribution was designed by someone who thinks a lot like me. I like the idea of having the system set up with text files and bash scripts because they are easily editable and copyable from system to system. And because the base system has so few packages installed, it allows me to pick and choose anything I want or need. In the end, I don't use Linux exclusively though, as I still use Windows every day for games and collaborating with other programmers, but I do wish more of it was open source. Despite the need for Windows, I try to do as much as I can on my laptop running Arch and my server running Debian. And that's the end of the story of how I got into Linux, and also the end of my first podcast episode.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.